Heidi Holton, thanks for choosing this KAXE-KBXE conversation. We are member-supported radio, a National Public Radio affiliate in northern Minnesota. We need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Go to KAXE.org, and thanks for listening. The Harvest Moon Brewfest is Saturday, September 8th at the historic Butler Building parking lot in Aiken. Minnesota craft breweries are included, like Surly, Jack Pine, Clocko, Cuyuna, Moose Lake, and the Glacial Lakes Brewers, and a lot more. Live music from bands like the French Hillbillies, as well as games, food trucks, designated drivers will also be available. And the proceeds benefit Sylvia's Children, a nonprofit that supports a school in Uganda. You can go to glaciallakesbrewers.org for more information, or keep on listening, because we are excited. Sylvia is with us this morning. Sylvia Allen, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Where do we start, John?
Tell us about the children and how that all started.
Yeah.
Well, it's a long story. I'll try to make it really short. I taught sports and special events marketing at New York University as an adjunct for 20 years. I also taught in the Center for Philanthropy and Fundraising. And I had a class where one man, who off the record was a jerk, invited me to Africa. And I thought, I better go. And we went to Tanzania, Kenya, and Uganda. And it was the last. And I knew when I was there, it wasn't casual, because you feel it in your heart. And the very last day, this man came up to me and he gave me a plaque. And the plaque says, God loves you. And on the backside, it said, the children at the Umbrizi School want you to be their grandmother. I said, I can do that. So I just came back to the United States, formed a nonprofit. I didn't know what I was doing. But if we go forward 16 more years, I've taken them from four buildings to 26 and tripled the size of the school. And 25% of my kids are orphans, so I had to change the mission statement so that any orphan that starts my school will have all their education paid through secondary school and college. I have 25 who've graduated from college.
Wow.
I have another 7 who are going to graduate in November. Wow. It's the most exciting thing I've ever done in my life. It was just a gift.
Wow. And how, you know, we are in public radio, so fundraising is what we do around here. How have you done it?
I have a big mouth. and I run a full-time PR business, and you guys know I own the Butler Building in Aiken. So it's, I mean, if I could spend full time on it, I could have raised all that money in a year.
Wow.
But, you know, you keep having to make a living. It's so boring.
So why did you buy the Butler's Building? When did this happen?
That's a good question. Some days I ask myself that. November 30th, 2011 will be 7 years. But my family has come up since 1914. My great-grandfather bought 100 acres on Big Pine Lake. I am in the lake home that he and his children built. Okay. So Chuck Butler had the building for sale. I said, what are you going to do with it? Well, I'm going to turn it into halfway housing. A 1903, 1904 historic building? I mean, I live in a 1720s pre-Revolutionary War house. How can you ruin something like that? And I got suckered into it when I went upstairs and saw the opera house where Judy Garland got her start in 1925. Now, John, the ceiling is falling down, and there are no windows, and the floor is covered with linoleum, but they hadn't painted the original oak woodwork. I said, I know what to do here. And I just had to buy it. I couldn't think of them making it into halfway housing.
So tell us, of course, this is my personal preference. Tell us about the oak wood. Is it wainscoting? Were there windows? Tell us about what it looks like up there.
What's a Werther window? How do I know? What are you talking about? I'm more big picture. You have to come see it because you will understand better than I do. I think you've got it right with wainscoting. Mm-hmm. It's not tongue and groove.
Yeah.
Okay. And a couple of places, apparently they'd had leaks or something. One, somebody said, well, some of that's warped. I said, yes. And it's going to stay that way because it's part of the character. I kept the same color. They had a green in there. We had to rebuild the molding at the top.
Sure.
A lot of things we had, I mean, new ceiling, lights, had to do all new electric, all new plumbing, you know, fun stuff that you don't see.
Tell us about what that building was like. You must have heard stories over the years what all went on up there.
Oh, yes, I've got it. I have this wonderful article from 1910, The Aiken Age. The women ascended the grand staircase in their ball gowns. I would love to recreate that, you know? Yeah. Obviously, I mean, the stage is gone, the chairs are gone, none of that is there anymore. It's a great space for weddings, for 50th anniversaries, because it's not a pole barn, it's not a box, you know? And the acoustics are phenomenal. I've had the Community Messiah sing, I've had the Christmas da-da-da, whatever their names are, and the singers go, Sylvia, we can hear each other. We always have the Lakes Area Music Festival there. The musicians say, we love playing in here. And you think about the acoustics, 1903, and it's better than some of the stuff. And we don't need a microphone.
Wow. Someone knew what was going on.
Oh, they did. It was wonderful.
So what was beneath it then? What is now?
Okay, well, what was beneath it? The first building was built in 1903, and then they added on 1904. So on the right-hand side on the main floor was the grocery store. Left-hand side was the bank. The lower level, and I love this, was the community baths and barber shop. Now, I don't want to be number four in 1903 on a community bath. I just think that's not on my list. And they had a room that had clandestine boxing matches. Oh. And it was in the days when you could have the windows, you know, where you could see down from the sidewalk.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they'd post somebody out there to watch for the police, and then they'd tell them no more. Then they added on. They were originally going to have an alley between the buildings, but then they added on. So upstairs on the second floor opposite the Opera House is what's called the Buggy Warehouse. And they had buggies and wagons. You took a flatbed elevator up. You got your buggy and your wagon. You came down. Hodgdon MacDonald, who owned the building, owned the livery stable, so they brought the horses. Now you could buy at the grocery store, put your money in the bank. They were the Walmart of their day. Hmm. And on the lower level, you know, supplies and everything for farms. The weird thing is Hodgdon MacDonald, I was looking at the title for the land that my great-grandfather bought when he bought on Big Pine in 1914. In 1900, Hodgdon and MacDonald owned the land.
Hmm.
A little creepy.
Yeah.
I mean, did they come to me in a dream one night and say, buy the building, Sylvia?
Wow. So what's on the lower level now, or what's going on there?
Okay, nothing. I need $1 million. You're going to laugh at this. I need $1 million to finish off the building. If I have $450,000 for upstairs, I'll put in a full kitchen, two bathrooms, and a bar. So, and you see the ceiling. It's tongue, pine and groove, walnut.
Oof.
It's got the original windows. Oh, sorry, I get excited. And the floor is in great shape.
You should get excited.
So that way, then people could have their reception and then go into the Opera House for, you know, for dining or whatever. And then if I find that $1 million, if anybody out there wants to be partner with me, I'm more than willing to accept it. On the lower right-hand level, I want to put a restaurant because it's got fieldstone walls. This is where the baths were. And then the other side would be cute as a brew pub. But I don't have the money, you know.
Yeah.
It's always so much fun. Everybody says, well, why don't you have the money? Well, I sold my mansion. I don't know. And
oh, my gosh. We're talking to Sylvia Allen today about the many things she does in life, including what's coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend on Saturday. It's Harvest Moon Brew Fest. Tell us about this.
Oh, this is great. In June, 5 years ago, the Glacial Lakes Homebrewers came to me and said, we'd like to do a brew fest in your parking lot in September. June, September, right. I produce events for a living. I work a year in advance. Okay, no problem. I said, you can use the parking lot. July, they call me and they said, how are you doing on the Brewfest? How am I doing? I'm in charge. Oh. Oh, great. July to August, that's 2 months. It was a learning experience. Okay, they said you have to buy the beer. So I learned all the stuff you don't do. So then right after that event, I started planning year two. And I'm really good at marketing. Like last year, I always have them register to win a bucket of beer. This year, they can register to win a bucket of beer and 8 passes, VIP passes, to Rutgers Beer Barbecue Blues event in August of next year. I had 157 zip codes last year. Some traveled as far as 200 miles.
Oh.
And they call. Are you having it again? Yeah. Make sure we know. I say, make sure I get your email address. So we have it started out the first, after I had to pay for beer, which is a unique experience. Then we started out, you know, 5 breweries, then 6 breweries. This year, we're up to 9 breweries. And we have 7 of the Glacial Lakes home brewers. They love doing it. There's music, you know, the French Hillbillies. Everybody in Aiken knows them and loves them. They're from 2 to 4, then 4 to 6. Larry Fontaine, everybody knows him. Paul Beck's County Market is doing all the food, and the designated drivers pay $7.50, but they get a cup that Brandel Motors, notice how good I am at all of this.
Yes.
this is what I do for a living. They get this coffee mug and food chits that then they can turn into Paul Beck's. So technically, they really paid for coffee and a bratwurst. General admission is from 3 to 6. That's $20. At the gate, it's $30. We do have a VIP tasting from 2 to 3. Only 50 people allowed to come in.
Wow.
And that's $40. Pre-purchase, $50 at the gate. And we're already 75% sold out on VIP.
So what do the proceeds go to for the Harvest Moon Brew Fest?
Net proceeds go to Sylvia's Children. God forbid I not keep doing it. Well, that's what you asked earlier.
Yeah.
How do I do it? If it comes my way, then I grab it.
Yeah.
And it's a nice thing. You know, it's not like saying it's going to go, I don't even know what's a bad charity, but there are a few out there.
Yeah.
And, but it also, some of the money goes to the Glacial Lakes Home Brewers.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I can't wait to come over there.
It's great. You have to come.
We will.
Yeah, because what's fun about it, I mean, we have Security State Bank as a sponsor, have been since day one. Aiken Age is a sponsor since day one. Culligan Water, bless his little heart, provides all the water so, you know, you can rinse out your glass and dump it in the bucket. And the thing is, every year I get more volunteers. I could use 2 more. But I've really got enough now to handle the whole thing, particularly the 6 to 7 time. It ends at 6. So I don't have to haul all the tables and empty all the booze buckets.
Yeah, no kidding.
I have a team of 5 this time, so I'm really excited.
All the way from New Jersey. New Jersey to Aiken.
Yeah. And I have to tell them where they can buy tickets.
Okay.
Paul Beck's County Market.
Yep.
They can get them at Security State Bank, Aiken Age, and I will be at the building from now until the event, so they can come in the building, come to my office.
Oh, my gosh. That's Sylvia Allen, the Harvest Moon Brew Fest, Saturday, September 8th at the historic Butler Building parking lot in Aiken. If you need more information, go to glaciallakebrewers.org or to find information on Sylvia. You have many websites, but what's the
Take
one?
Take your pick. Sylvia at thebutlerbuilding.org. They
All
can
right.
go to that.
Sounds great. You're listening to the Thursday Morning Show. Coming up, we've got Judy Gruey. She is on the river. She's bringing us some great music. This is Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KEXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, 103.9 Ely, KEXE.org, connecting you to northern Minnesota.
Mostly sunny today, highs around 71 to 75 degrees. We have some breeze, south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms tonight, lows in the 50s to 60s. Friday, a 90% chance of rain in the afternoon, and it could be heavy. Temperatures in the upper 60s to low 70s. And then Saturday, mostly sunny once again, highs in the mid-70s, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Now it's time for On the River with your host, Judy Gruey.
Reminds me of all the things you think I don't understand. It seems like you About peace, love, and love. We started the show this morning with a new single from Echo Smith, Over My Head. And Blood Orange was up next with Charcoal from their brand new album, Negro Swan. And from Candy Staton, we had What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. And we heard that on her Unstoppable album. You are listening to Northern Community Radio, 91.7 KAXE and 90.5 KBXE. And this is On the River, Northern Community Radio's mix of acoustic and electric, new and old, folk, rock, blues, jazz, world music, produced together by the community of volunteers of KAXE and KBXE. I'm Judy Gruey, and I'm your host today until noon. Bemidji Contra Dance announces its second Contra Dance series with workshops, dances, and live music on Saturday, September 1st. That's this weekend. A musician's workshop and a caller's workshop will be held from 3 to 5 p.m. at Headwaters Music and Arts. The community Contra Dance will be held from 7 to 10 p.m. at Rail River Folk School in Bemidji. Dances are to bluegrass and Celtic-style jigs and reels, following New England-style line and circle dances with some moves similar to square dancing. Everything is taught in a family-friendly environment. No partners or experience required. Call us for more information at 800-662-5799. We've received support from Paws Hoofs Claws, providing care and services for small and large animals in their own homes and barns, serving Bemidji and Northwest Minnesota. A daily or extended drop-in service covering exercising, grooming, feeding, snuggling, and more. More at pawshoofsclaws.com or on Facebook. And we've got a new one from Lord Huron up now. This is Secret of Life from their album Vide Noir.